My friends, have you ever had the privilege of going into a building and just being enraptured by its beauty? Maybe seeing something of the light of God or seeing something particular that spoke to you. And you felt so at home in that building for some reason that you just didn't want to leave. And maybe the other people with you don't feel the same way and they're asking you to leave and it's time for you to go. And you have to stay there. Something about that building is calling you and you feel this peace, God's love, God's beauty, and you just can't leave. Well, my friends, join me today as we continue exploring the Immaculate Heart of Mary, a heart that once you enter, you will not want to leave. As I always like to do, let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Allow me to praise you, O Blessed Virgin Mary. Give me strength against your enemies. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I'm Alvaro Interiano, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary, where we explore everything Blessed Mother. We explore her through the scriptures, through our faith, through our tradition, through apparitions of the Blessed Mother, throughout the ages, through our own personal experiences, so that we can dive deeply into the Blessed Mother, understand who she is, and especially and most importantly, experience her prayer and her love for us in our life. So today we continue diving into this book by St. John Eudes, and if you're not reading it, don't worry, I'm sharing with you the best parts of it called The Admirable Heart of Mary. If you can get a copy for yourself or download it on your Kindle, please do that so that you can read along with me. We are in part one, chapter four, and now we're going to begin exploring the spiritual heart of Mary. And so I want to kind of continue on this analogy that I've used at different times about her heart being like a cathedral or like a church. And I want to share a personal experience with you. So back in 2005, I went on this amazing trip with my family to Spain and to France. And the first part of our trip was in Barcelona, which was one of the jewels of the many different places that we saw. And somewhere in the center of Barcelona is this amazing church called the Sagrada Familia. And it was made by this architect called Anthony Gaudí, who I believe truly to have been inspired by God, because in my opinion, it's the most beautiful Catholic church in the world, or maybe religious building of any denomination or any religion. It is amazing. And it has this incredibly unique architecture. In fact, one of the ways that I describe it, it looks kind of like, you know, when you were a child and you would take wet sand and you would let it drip and it would kind of make these little towers or little sort of buildings. And it looks sort of like it's made from sand. And this was some of the theme that he used. He used a lot of themes from nature to make this amazing building. In fact, the inside of it looks like a forest. And there's so many just more amazing things that I'll post some pictures through this video so you can get an idea of what it looks like. And I remember when I went there, just even before I went inside, I saw it from the outside and I thought, I have to see this building. I never even heard of this church. What is this? And we went up there and it's just a flurry of people all around it because everyone is coming from all over the world to check out this beautiful church. And you see these different facades. It has four different facades representing the life of Jesus. And at the end, when it's finally finished, it will have 13 towers, 12 for the apostles, one for the Blessed Mother. And on the very top of that tower for the Blessed Mother, which is higher than the other towers, it will have a beautiful cross representing Jesus, which will shine for the whole city to see, much like our own faith. And so when you get there, you have to buy tickets to go inside, and you can buy tickets also to climb up the towers. So each of the towers have these amazing spiral stairs to where when you look down, it looks like you're looking at the inside of a seashell. So we went inside, at least what you can see at that time. I was able to go a few years later, and I was able to see it a little bit more completed, and it was even more magnificent than when I saw it in 2005. So I want to focus on the towers. First of all, the church has so many different parts. It has this basement, which I think they call the crypt. It has the main level, and even when you're in the main level, you would look and see the different areas, and you would see people walking in kind of these balconies, and you would wonder, how did they even get there? And where is that? And where's the entrance to that? And you would see all these different spaces, and you would just wonder, how do I get to that? And then you would look at where you were, and you would think, this is amazing. I want to look at this first. So we had bought tickets to go up the towers, and the line was so long, and so you would slowly climb up the towers. And as you would go higher and higher, you would look out the windows, and the windows were kind of facing downward. It's difficult to describe why they were doing that. But so you would see upon the city, and you would go higher and higher, and it was unbelievable until you got to the very top of the tower, and you would just see the entire city. And it was so amazing, despite the fact that I was so scared, because I'm so scared of heights. But I had this mixture of fear and love of this beauty that I was seeing. It was unbelievable. My friends, this building is like our hearts. You know, physically our hearts have four chambers, or maybe more. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know all about these things. And spiritually speaking, our heart has so many different spaces, so many places that you see, what's that? Who's there? And look at that. That's so beautiful. And oh my gosh, look at over here. And you know, I'm a therapist and I work as someone doing counseling. And I see this in my work, that people come and when they first arrive in therapy, they begin describing different things. And if they're brave enough to stay, I begin arriving to these different parts of their heart that are just so deep and so profound, and oftentimes so high and so amazing and so beautiful. And it's just unbelievable the things that you'll see. And there's so many spaces to explore. So much more so with the Blessed Mother, who of all humans has the most immaculate heart possible. So let me read to you some of the things that St. John Yutz teaches us. He speaks about these three types of life. Now, Catholic theology and philosophy tells us that there are at least three different types of life that we can think of. First, the life of plants, which is certainly that they're alive, but they can't move. And then this kind of animated life in the animals, who are also alive, but can move. And then the life that we have. We're alive, we can move, but we also have intelligence. And in this way, we share this similar type of life with the angels. He says, in this third life called spirit, the mental superior part of the soul, which renders us like the angels and carries with it in its natural state the image of God, and in the state of grace, a participation of the divine nature. Just this one statement we could unpack and talk about for hours, but I'm not going to, because I know that you have things to do and I want to get right to the heart of it. This participation of the divine nature is everything that we're going to focus on in the Blessed Mother. How, because of grace, because of Jesus dying for her and her receiving this grace at the moment of her conception, even before she was born, her heart participates in the divine nature. It shares in God's beauty and God's power and God's glory and His light, both on earth and most especially now in heaven. We're diving deeper into this heart, understanding it with our minds so that we can experience it with our bodies and our hearts, so that we can enter into this beautiful church and see all the stained glass windows and climb up its towers and go down into its crypt and arrive at its altar, which is Jesus Christ. So now we're exploring it, the spiritual heart of it, the highest part of our heart. So let's hear what he has to say. Gotta scroll through to the pages. Here we go. He says, what veneration is due to her intellect, always engaged in considering and meditating on God's mysteries and His divine perfection in order to honor and imitate them. What veneration is also due to her will, perpetually absorbed by the love of God. What honor the supreme part of her spirit commands, which was day and night absorbed in contemplating and glorifying His divine majesty most excellently. Is there any praise not merited by the marvelous heart of the Mother of the Savior, a heart which never encompassed anything that could in the least displease Him? A heart so filled with light and grace, a heart possessing the perfection of all virtues, all the gifts, all the fruits of the Holy Ghost, with all the evangelical beatitudes. So going again back to that analogy of the church, that you go and you see all these amazing areas, each having its own beauty, each having this beauty which you can take so many pictures of, so many videos of, that you can just stand there and stare at it and think, how did he think to create this? So amazing. And then you climb to the highest part and you see things that you could not even begin to imagine when you're down at the bottom. In much the same way, when we venerate the heart of the Virgin Mary, when we give it honor, when we fall in love with it, we can explore these different areas. We can go to the crypt, to the main area. We can see, so to speak, its stained glass windows, the altar in the center of her heart, which is always Jesus Christ. But specifically now we're climbing its towers so that we can see the most amazing things and experience what she herself saw. We can see truly the light of God. When we enter into her spiritual heart, we need to ask her to allow us to see and experience what she saw and felt, particularly in our prayer. This is the invitation that I want to make to you. I want you to realize that her heart is vast, as our hearts are, but her in a more particular way. I want you to ask the Blessed Mother, who was Jesus's mother and your mother also. I want you to ask her to invite you through your prayer into her spiritual heart so that you can experience the love of God, so that you can see and feel the Holy Ghost coming into your heart and into your body and into your soul and mind, so that you could experience the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, see the light of God as she does. My friends, I hope this invitation is not just in vain, but that you truly make it and experience her heart as I have. May God bless you and have a beautiful day.